Listen up, Snowflake. If you're going to listen to the Ron Van Dam Show, you had better be ready for some controversial opinions.
Who invented pasta? They should be chastised.
Oh, that's right. This guy's not f***ing around. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. And I am, you fill in the blank, you know who I am. It's in the name of the show. I've been doing this thing for 30 years, which begs the question, what the hell is wrong with me? I return the question to you. What the hell's wrong with you? All right, now we're even. That's enough theme music. Thank you. Welcome to the program, the day before Election Day. This is the day before the most nervous day of probably many people's lives, including mine. This election is so consequential, it's not funny. I would even throw in a word of profanity here. But that's not what I do, so I'm not going to do it. But just to let you know I was going to gives you an idea what I'm saying. This is so consequential. For those of you that don't know what consequential means, oh my God. Oh, man. Yeah, tomorrow's going to be nuts. Just nuts. Much of America has already voted, so I don't know. They're not releasing the tally just yet. Apparently this morning, and my brain can only take so much. Every day there's more crap that is surmounted upon my brain than I didn't think that could be possible. This morning, President Trump, apparently according to the White House, is planning to do an acceptance speech tomorrow night to declare victory tomorrow night, no matter what. Can you name the planet that I'm on? Can you name the planet? Because I don't know what it is. He's also declared that just after the election, he is probably going to be firing Dr. Anthony Fauci, who many people turn to for the real information. Trump doesn't like Fauci's opinions because they're dismal, and that doesn't help anything, according to Trump. It makes it too honest, and therefore Trump wouldn't win. So he's going to fire Fauci. Don, you can't run a country just by firing people that disagree with you. My God. But I'm not here to talk politics, believe it or not. You can get that on most other channels, and I'm not here for that. I'm just telling you, if you haven't voted yet, please do so, and do so intelligently, like your life depended on it. Okay, let's continue. And if I ever hear anybody say, well, I'm not voting, I'm not that into politics, pack your bags and get the fuck out of here. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Did you go through some lobotomy or something? What the hell's wrong with you? All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, welcome to the program. This is a comedy show, believe it or not. It doesn't seem like it. I don't even recognize it. I hope someday this is all behind us. And we can just love each other and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to touch somebody to love them, by the way. But I can't wait for the day when people just start banding together and start doing stuff that makes everybody better off. I'm looking for that love, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking for that love, even if it has to happen on a boat.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, what's happening to older people? Oh, I don't know. I've noticed something. Here's what I've noticed. The older you get, you don't become smarter necessarily. You just become crankier. Have you noticed that? It's like you've earned the right to be cranky. I know. It's like they give you a certificate at a certain age. It doesn't matter what you say to people anymore. Just go ahead and do it. Just let it all out, man. It's like, no. You're supposed to still have some semblance of humanity. You don't just let it all out because you're getting older. And that's what happens. That's what happens. Life is a very interesting phenomenon as far as timing is concerned of attitude. When you're a child, you say things that are abnormally honest because you don't have the filter. You see, you have no human filter. You haven't been through anything, so you don't quite get it yet. This is why children legally can't make decisions, because they're not equipped. They have no life experience. No matter how much you teach them, they just don't have it yet. So children say amazing things to you. They'll walk up to you and say, "Oh my God, you're ugly." You can't do that in real life. I mean, you can, but it's not suggested. You'll get punched out, or you won't have any friends or something like that. So little children, they don't have it yet. They don't have it. Then you get a little bit older and you become a teenager. And then you're testing your boundaries. You're always testing everybody. You still don't have it. You don't have the filter, but you're allowed to make some decisions. And they're always bad ones. They're always the wrong decision when you're a teenager. You're kind of just feeling it out, you know, because you're going to have to make decisions. So, you know, they're the wrong ones, but at least you're making them. And then you're supposed to learn by the wrong decisions that you made, and they usually are. For example, you don't marry your first love. Oh, God, that's an emotional heartthrob, physical reaction. It's not based on any kind of life experience at all. You fall in love with a rock on the ground if you could. It's just you don't know what you're doing. Never do the first love. An example of the bad decision by a young person, usually, or an inexperienced person in a certain field of non-expertise. Then you become a young adult. You start to get it. You get out into society. You have to get a job. And when you get a job, you can't just say everything that's on your mind. You can't email dick pictures to people indiscriminately. It has consequences. You start to learn that. As soon as you get out into the real world, or the real world, you start realizing, I can't just say anything I want. I have to play the game a little bit. And that works for a period of time. That's when you're the smartest, when you're a young adult through about 50, 55, maybe even 60. You know, you've got the life experiences. Your decisions are based on actual living situations. Then for some reason, you hit the AARP age. And don't give me crap about it. You're all going to get there if you're lucky. And when you hit the AARP years, which are getting younger all the time, that's when you get the certificate in the mail that says, okay, you lived a good part of your life now. Now you can start giving people crap. You can start saying what you feel without any retribution whatsoever. I'll give you an example. When you're older, when you're AARP age, I think you have to wait for this particular one when you hit 70, actually. You can actually walk in down a mall. You can walk down the aisle of a mall or whatever you call those things, what I call those mall things, mall corridors. And if you see a pretty young lady, you can actually stop them and say, my goodness, you are very attractive. You are very, very pretty. And if they're talking to a senior, they'll say, oh, my God, thank you very much. Thank you so much. If you try that crap when you're like 40, the mall cops will arrest you and then the real cops will put you in jail. That's called sexual harassment. Uh-huh. But when you're older, oh, you're cute.
Hey, baby, can I take you out to dinner?
Oh, you're adorable. That is, of course not, but that is so adorable. You have a nice day.
Because you're old, the supposition is you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You lost your filter.
So there's certain freedom to being a senior. I'm not talking about a senior in high school. I'm talking about a senior in life. And you can see a turn. You can see them. You can see their attitude change. All of a sudden, they're saying stuff they wouldn't have said before. Because what the hell does it matter anymore? Now, I've been doing this all my life because I've been a talk show host. And the idea of doing that is to say what's on your mind. Otherwise, what's the point of being one? There you have it. A little social commentary up your butt. I hope you enjoyed it. By the way, as the show progresses, it becomes increasingly obvious that this is not a place for children. And when I'm talking about children, I'm saying when they're old enough to hear language and understand what's being said. I think that happens around 3 years old or something. So if you have a child in a room between 3 and, 87, tell them to go play somewhere else. This should just be for us, okay? You know, it's like I cooked a meal, but not for everybody, just for you. Okay, fine. I have an interesting guest coming up later in the program. I don't know how I particularly feel about this. We're going to be talking about college grants, and I have some very specific opinions on that, and we'll get to that just a little bit later. First of all, how are you? How are you doing? This is a very stressful time in our lives. But we're all on the same boat, the Titanic, and not the love boat. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Cut it out. Everything's fine, right? Yeah. Because we're rounding the corner. Oh, my God. How many corners can you round to the point where you end up where you started? That's how many corners we've rounded, Trump. We've rounded so many corners, and nothing's behind the corners that you're just rounding them and going in a circle and creating a crater for yourself. Oh, my God, stupid man. Okay, fine. I was watching a television commercial yesterday because they're injected into television shows, which I happen to watch. These commercials just show up, and they always have... Sometimes I just watch them and I don't quite understand them. I don't understand their point. This is for a law firm in Rhode Island, which is the law firm capital of the world. I think it's the smallest state, or at least one of the smallest states. It's got to be Delaware or Rhode Island. I don't know which is smaller. Hawaii? I'm not sure. I don't know how this works anymore. But they have... more attorneys working out of Rhode Island than I do working out of your home, pretty much. Anyway, so there are two people in the law firm. It's Skunson and Skunson, I believe, or Skatson or Skatson. I don't know exactly. And they say with 30 years combined experience. And one of them is, one Mr. Sconson looks like he's about 60 years old. And I'm figuring, and then the other one is apparently his son. And his son looks like he's about like 25. But the commercial says, with 30 years combined experience. And I'm thinking, oh my God, that's like the stupidest thing anybody could ever say in a commercial. They have a photo of these two people.
and one obviously has 29 and a half years experience at least, and the other one, the younger kid, maybe 6 months. So why would I call this law firm? And we're going to take your case. The younger Robert Spenson will be your attorney. What are you talking about? How old is he? I was like 25 or something. But what? It says 30 years of experience in the commercial. That's why I called. Yeah, I know. 30 years of combined experience. Oh. How much does this particular attorney have? 6 months. 6 months experience. But combined, it's 30. Over 30. Anytime I hear this combined experience thing, I laugh because I have no, that means nothing to me. Combined, am I hiring everybody at once specifically? Combined experience? Give me a break, man. This is something you can just laugh about whenever you hear that. I enjoy that. I have combined experience, but it's just me. So that's easy. I don't even use the word combined. Anyway, yeah, as I come to our medical group, between all our doctors, we have 220 years of combined experience. That means nothing. It means nothing to me. It means nothing to me. All right. My guest is going to join us. We're going to talk about college grants, and I'm a little... You're not going to like this, but I am not into education at all. I've given hints of this throughout my combined experience years of doing this show. I'm not into education. I think everybody should be educated to the point where they can be good, intelligent people. But I don't think you can sit in a classroom and walk away with stuff that's going to matter. If you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, a biochemist, whatever the case may be, you have to go to a specialty school to get your license and your degree and your diploma. That's school. All this preliminary high school crap and this undergraduate college thing, I mean, seriously, how much of that do you use in your life? Seriously? And don't tell me a lot, because it isn't a lot. It's a speck of what you sat in a classroom for your entire childhood. Give me a break. I mean, I took French as a second language. I could hardly do the English part. You had to take a foreign language in middle school and high school when I was growing up. And I decided French because it's a language of romance. And I thought that would be a good idea. I know some French words, but I can't exist on them. I still can't understand what a French person says if they're speaking French. And I took French for about 4 years. I took it, and then I never gave it back. And I walked away with like maybe knowing 10 words. I can't conjugate anything sentence-wise. You know, France has a masculine and feminine, their words are masculine and feminine. And it's not just he and her. I mean, every word is either masculine or feminine. And I don't understand what that sexual tension is in France that they have to do that. But it's so stupid. Most languages are very stupid. English is stupid. We don't know how to spell anything. We're doing an F sound with a PH. Why? What's up with that? And then apparently we ran out of words at one point because we have double meanings of words. Double meanings. We don't have the time to come up with a new word. We give it the same word two or three different meanings. It's just, what are you doing? What are you doing? So language was stupid in school. Algebra, come on, seriously? Geometry, seriously? I mean, hey, we invented calculators. Back off on this particular subject matter. We need some basics, but beyond that, what are you talking about? Times have changed. history. Look to the future. Well, Ron, you can't do things in the future if you don't understand the past. Yeah, but now I understand that most of the stuff I learned about the past was incorrect. It was incorrect. The dates are wrong. What happened was wrong. Some of them are very honest and true, but many of them are not. So I'm not really into education. I think the best education is trade school. Oh, yeah. You trade that school for something else. You want to be a plumber, an electrician? There's a school for that. You don't have to sit in college. And when you come out, you can make oodles and oodles of money. I know. I own a house. I need plumbers and electricians every once in a while. And carpenters. I can't do that stuff. And they come in, they charge me over $100 just to walk through the door and say hello. Hi, Mr. Van Dam. That'll be $100. But you didn't do anything. I know. That's how this works. I mean, those are golden people. Those are golden people. Anyway, I do believe that any child that wants an education should be able to get one, but you don't throw money at a child that doesn't really need that education. Here's the bottom line, and you can throw as much money or as much classroom at this as you want, but it isn't going to work. Here's the bottom line. Your child has to crave learning. Your child has to crave information. If the child doesn't have the attitude of learning, then nothing's going to seep in. No matter how long you seat that child in a classroom, nothing's going to happen. The most valuable thing you can teach your child is curiosity, is a thirst for knowledge. Void of that, you're going to have trouble. Void of that, best thing you can teach a child is to want to learn. And I'll explain that to you as the show goes on. But first, we're going to take a little commercial break. And when we come back, we'll speak to our guest. And then we'll see where it goes from there. Okay? That's pretty much what we're talking about. Lord. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Do you like placemats, by the way?
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one-stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV, I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make your placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
Hi, good morning.
Lacey Allen's here. She's Associate Director, College Board Opportunity Scholarships. And I think we've talked before. This is a wonderful thing. Well, you know, these days, everybody needs a scholarship or at least should apply for one. And certainly the more that are available, the better. How did this come about, the College Board Opportunity Scholarships?
Right. So the program launched in the fall of 2018. And I would say how it came to be is it's just all the feedback that we heard from students and families across the country. You know, they were just telling us how confused and overwhelming the college planning process was. You know, I think if you've ever had a student go through college, or if you remember going to college, there's a lot of deadlines, there's a lot of things you need to do. And parents and students were just telling us, we want a guide. We want just something simple to tell us what to do and when to do it. And so this program is designed to clarify that path to college and encourage all students to be on it.
I understand that there are millions of dollars in scholarships that are available.
There are. This scholarship program gives away $5 million each year to students all across the country. And so far for the class of 2021, so this the high school seniors that will graduate next year, we've already given away nearly $2 million in scholarships just this year to that class. So there's still a lot more money to give away in scholarships to high school seniors out there.
And how does a senior qualify for something like this? What are you looking for?
Well, the program is open to all students in the class of 2021 who attend high school in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and other U.S. territories. And all students can earn one of these scholarships because there's no test score or GPA requirement. There's no essay or application, and there's no family income or citizenship requirement. So really, if you are a high school senior that goes to high school, in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and other U.S. territories, you are eligible for this program. And how it works is when a student completes one of these steps, they become eligible for that scholarship that range from $500 to $2,000. And what happens is at the end of the month, there's a completely random drawing for a number of scholarships. And so the great thing is everyone has an equal chance, no matter, what your GPA is, no matter what you have on your test scores. It's not even about that. It's all about encouraging students to take college planning steps. And when they do, they earn chances at scholarship.
Well, what confuses me is that any financial standing can work. What if one's parents are billionaires or multimillionaires? It hardly seems fair.
Sure. I think if you look at this program, it is a scholarship program, and most families. I don't know how many billionaires and millionaires students are applying to this program, but I do know that most families need financial aid to go to college.
Right.
I remember thinking that, parents that are making over $100,000, like they still need financial help too. And
right.
So the idea is that this program is really for everyone. And if that student happens to win, okay. But at the end of the day, yeah, with a scholarship or not, this program really clarifies that path to college. And so I would say as much as this program is a scholarship program, it also is a college planning program. And at the end of the day, everyone could use an extra assistance when it comes to college planning.
You use the term win. I'm sure you get many, many, many applicants, and yet they can't all be recipients. How does that work?
Sure. So what happens is it kind of varies every scholarship every month, because in some ways the beauty of the program is every month there are scholarship winners. And so it's hard to pinpoint exactly how many students out of how many students win a month. But what I can say is that of all of the students that sign up, so let's say of all of the students that complete an action in that month, they're put into a random drawing. And I will say, too, I forgot to mention before, but half of our scholarships are reserved for families who make $60,000 or less.
Okay.
So even though this program is open for all students, and we encourage all students of class, of grades, of merit to apply, we do reserve half of those scholarships for lower income students. And so in some ways, they kind of get double the chances to win.
Okay. Are the scholarships in the form of cash or toward the tuition? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So the scholarships work very similarly to other scholarship programs out there. And how it works is, we've already had students, seniors win scholarships this year.
Yes.
And so what we do is we tell them that they have been awarded a scholarship, and then we hold on to that. And then in the spring of their senior year, we reach out to them and they simply just tell us what university they're attending. And we send, their money directly to that college or institution. And so it'll show up on their financial aid package. They don't have to worry about a thing.
Excellent. Sounds good. How does one take advantage of
this? I think so too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I think that the best way for folks to take advantage of this is to first off visit our website. So the College Board Opportunity Scholarships website at cb.org/opportunity. And if they go to that website, they can join the program and they can also learn more about this new kind of side project that we've kicked off this year, Wyatt. It's a free FAFSA assistant chatbot that helps answer students' questions about the FAFSA via texting. So if folks have any questions about, you know, the FAFSA, they're confused, they can actually text their questions into a service that we have.
Okay. Lacey Allen, thank you so much for your time today. Once again, that connection site.
/opportunity.
Okay, one more time, please.
Sure. It is cb.org/opportunity, and that's the College Board Opportunity Scholarship.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right, here's my question, and I said it during the interview, if I recall. Why are you giving scholarship money to kids that apparently don't really need it or want it? I mean, that's nice, but if your family is rich, why would you give them a scholarship knowingly? I mean, shouldn't there be like some type of parent earning element here? I don't understand that part.
Yeah, our family is rich. But I'm going to go for the scholarship anyway.
What? What? Could you possibly give the scholarships to people that can't afford higher education? How about that idea? I don't understand that part. I don't get it. I just don't get it. What am I missing?
Anybody can get the scholarship.
What? What? Shouldn't they prove that they, I mean, they don't have to have great grades or anything, but shouldn't they prove that they really want higher learning?
No. There's no requirement whatsoever.
What? What? So, what? What? Parents who can afford this readily, they get scholarships too? What?
I don't understand that. Anyway, whatever. What, you know what? Whatever. What? Whatever.
Fine. Whatever. All right. I'm out of time for today. Please vote. Please. Please. And then keep your fingers crossed because it's going to be crazy. One way or the other, it's going to be crazy.
One way would be crazier than the other, to be honest with you. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.